third perek of Erev in Mishnah Zayin. We're talking about conditions made in the Erev, now we're talking about more conditions. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rosh Hashanah Shoy Yari Shemetis Abe. It's Rosh Hashanah, and he wasn't sure that they're going to make El into a 2-day month, and they're going to be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, that's today we don't have such a thing. Rosh Hashanah is always El is always a chaser, 29-day month, and then Rosh Hashanah is the first day, and we make Rosh Hashanah the first and second day of Tishrei. But in those days, when it was Kiddush HaChodesh, there's a possibility of making a 30-day El, and the Mela wasn't sure that the next day is going to be Yom Tov, the next day is going to be Sabbath. It wasn't sure if it's going to be a 29-day month and Rosh Hashanah will be 1 day, or will be a 30-day month and Rosh Hashanah will be 2 days, the 30th and the 1st. So, Ma'arav Adam Shnei Erev Vayim, it makes two Erev, and it says, Erev Berishon LeMizrach V'Sheni LeMayis. You could also split it up, because it's Mesupik, if he's going to have a 2-day Yom Tov or not. So you could say the Erev in the first day, and the east and the second day to the west, Berishon LeMayim, Sheni LeMizrach, the first day in the west, second in the east. Erev Berishon, the Shein is Neiri, I was able to work only for 1 day, only the first day. Erev Berishon is the Berishon of Neiri, or the Erev only work for the second day. The Chachamim did not agree with him, because they hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered one kedusha. Halacha l'maaseh, that's what we paskin. That even though Yom Tov Sheni, generally, we say the Sfeikah B'Yoyma, and we look at it as each day is a suffix if this is a day of Yom Tov, but over here in respect to Rosh Hashanah we treat it as one big day, and therefore you have to make one Erev before the 2 days for both days.